The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, the Nuggets certainly are trying to turn around a lot of negative playoff history against the Lakers. 0-7 in playoff series, 0-3 in Western Conference Finals. Michael Malone looks at it as just that, history.
For me, getting to the finals is all that matters. The fact that it is the Lakers makes it probably that much more special for a lot of people that support us. And that's going to allow Ball Arena to be that much more excited and crazy, then I'm all for it.
Does playoff history matter? Does 0-7 matter? Does the bubble matter in terms of any psychological advantage or disadvantage?
Does it matter? I think it's an interesting question, Mike. In the overall scheme of things, when the ball is tipped and you're playing basketball, no. You don't think about any of that stuff. You can use it as motivation. You can let it psych you out. You can, like, so it, there is something to it. If you, you know, if you put a pie chart together, I know you love pie.
I do love pie.
What's your favorite pie?
I would say my favorite pie would be either cherry pie.
I like cherry pie. She's my cherry pie. What was that, Warrant?
That was Warrant.
Yeah.
Or blueberry pie.
Blueberry pie,
yes,
really? They're like Augustus, where they're like the little, you're kind of a pudgy little thing.
Yes, I had my Augustus phase.
Yeah, you have your Augustus phase. It's Willy Wonka. You need to check that out, Johnny Fever. Willy Wonka, the Gene Wilder Willy Wonka.
That's right. Not the
creepy. Is that your daughter, Willy Wonka? That Johnny Depp did. I keep thinking of that mentor promo we're running. You want to be a mentor like Mike Gibbons? Hey, is that your daughter? Probably not a great promo.
Probably not a great promo.
Probably that would be a bad promo.
That one
promo
got left on the cutting room floor by Raj.
Yes. If I was putting promos together, that would have been the one I put together, and then they would have been like, no. I'm a rhubarb pie guy, by the way.
Rhubarb, okay.
I like rhubarb.
Good apple pie, too. I love pies.
Yeah.
I love
delicious
pies. There's lemon meringue. I mean, there's very few pies that you're going to get me to turn my nose up at.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that.
But if I was making a pie chart.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Back to the pie chart. Yeah.
Back to the pie chart. Like, if it was, it would be a very thin sliver, like 10%. Of the whole pie, just be like, you know, emotional, what those emotions bring, what the history of the thing is. And it's not really even, you don't think about 85 or 90 or 79 or whatever. And you probably don't even think about the bubble because of the injuries and everything else. And the bubble was such a weird situation.
Exactly, exactly. If that was played under normal circumstances, then maybe.
Well, okay, but what you do think about it is the Lakers.
You think about the matchup.
Right. You do know it's the Lakers. And you do know the history. You're a basketball fan. You grew up watching basketball, or you grew up playing the video games and everything else. You know the history of the Lakers.
Yeah.
And they've got the you know, what some people think, or this generation's, you know, basketball fan thinks is the greatest player of all time. He's not.
Yeah, they'd be wrong, but that's okay.
That's what they think. So you know the history. Yeah, so it is a small sliver.
Next on the Morning Brew, how Darvin Ham plans on stopping Nikola Jokic. This is next level basketball strategy.
You're not going to speed him up. You're not going to slow him down. You just have to make sure you have a presence on him at all times. You know, it's going to be times where you're not going to pitch a shutout against him. Just times you have to, again, you have to withstand his passing, withstand his scoring, but you just try as much as possible to put him in a position where, you know, it creates indecision and gets him to be off balance a little bit.
He also went on to say the best strategy is just to kidnap him when he walks out the door. Just kidnap him. Just, you know, throw a bag over his head, throw him into a waiting van, and you know, return him after the series.
But yeah, but
unharmed.
If that happened, though, he would just think that's like, if that were to happen, Jokic would just think, it's like Wednesday. Oh, my brothers have got me again. I'm going to a circus club. Ah! Guess I'm wrestling a bear tonight.
Next on the Morning Brew.
And Doyle hits this in the air high and deep to right. He's got a carry. It is gone. Have a night, Brent Doyle. Home run on his 25th birthday. And a day later, he's just as good.
Who rules?
Yes, I love it. I was just thinking that. O'Doyle. That's Billy Madison. O'Doyle rules.
So as we... by the way, before I get into Brenton Doyle, have you been surprised we haven't seen more of these touted prospects?
No.
You're not surprised?
I'm not surprised.
Why?
Because I think, like many things the Rockies do, they overvalue some of the prospects that they've drafted. Like drafting and developing is an art form. And it is an art form, I think, that is lost on many organizations. I'm not pointing the finger at the Rockies on this one.
Oh, no.
I'm not pointing
the finger
at baseball.
Yeah.
Because there's no common thread from all the different levels. Like, for a lot of organizations, and I just know this watching my son, you know, go through baseball. Every organization you get to, there's four people in your ear telling you something different. And there's no uniformity of coaching from the lower levels to the big leagues. And so it just makes it for a very inconsistent experience for a lot of guys.
Well, on his birthday, he hit 2 home runs, 3 hits, 3 runs scored, 3 RBI, made a beautiful diving catch in center field as the Rockies beat the Reds 9-8. So as you're looking at, hopefully, the future... file away the name Brenton Doyle. He went oppo yesterday. Right-handed hitter went oppo. Easy power to right field for a home run. Easy power.
I used to love to watch Miggy go oppo. Miggy would go oppo. Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah.
Would go oppo on a pitch inside, like an inside pitch that's literally 3 inches, you know, inside the strike zone. And he just let that damn thing travel and pull his hands in and still be able to barrel the damn thing up oppo. He's one of the most amazing hitters I ever got to watch.
Finally on the Morning Brew, the end of Kraken hockey.
You think it would be icing, but Johnson's first on the scene, and look at the hands here. I mean, for Grubauer, he's setting up as perhaps Johnson may go around the net. Johnson recognizes that Grubauer is flat on his goal line, and he elevates this puck on his backhand quickly. And perhaps the biggest goal of the rookie's career is that one right there, as it gives some breathing room for the Dallas Stars here in Game 7.
Yeah, ESPN would call that goal by Wyatt Johnson.
By the way.
That put him up 2-0. Yeah. What a beautiful goal.
By the way, that could be the catalytic event that breaks the Seattle curse on us.
The Kraken losing?
The Kraken lose. Ooh. So in Game 7, ooh, and the next thing you know, we see the sunshine for the first time in 2 weeks.
Maybe the curse has been lifted?
Maybe the curse has been lifted.
The Seattle curse? The Let's Ride curse?
The Let's Ride curse.
Are you saying we're past the Let's Ride curse? I'm not ready to go there.
I'm not ready either, but I'm just saying this could be, just mark this day down.
All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.